Ahoy there, you listeners. Set your course now for a half hour of fun and fantasy with the hit show Land of the Lost. And listen to the prizes that roll in at the end. Learn how you can win a grand free prize, a prize all your very own. Land of the Lost is brought to you by the Bosco Company, makers of Bosco Milk Amplifier, the rich, chocolatey flavored syrup that gives you important blood-building iron in your milk. Bosco in milk is a party-style treat that pays dividends in rosy good health. And every glass will cost you less with extra-rich, iron-rich Bosco. And now the Bosco Company presents The Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost, a kingdom fair as a dream. It lies far under the sea mysteriously, shining with ripples that glimmer.
And here is the discoverer of the Land of the Lost, Isabel Manning Hewson.
Ready, everybody? The wise talking fish Red Lantern is waiting to take us down on a swift ocean current to that magical realm at the bottom of the sea where all lost things find their way to the Land of the Lost. We have our magic seaweed with us so we can breathe underwater. But today, we meet unsuspected danger in the mysterious coral forest.
Boys and girls, keep those sparkling spirits and that bubbling vitality the Bosco way. Only one or two teaspoonfuls of rich, wholesome flavored Bosco stirred into a glass of milk means extra nutrition for you. For Bosco Milk Amplifier is more than a wonderful chocolatey syrup. It's extra rich in blood-building iron. Your body needs a generous daily supply of iron to keep in good running order. And you chalk up more vitamin D in your diet with luscious, creamy, good Bosco. Yes, Bosco's the treat that treats you right. So treat yourself to iron-rich Bosco and milk today. And now back to Isabel Manning Hewson.
My brother Billy and I loved the Land of the Lost. Remember how we found our favorite wooden soldier, Captain Pine, living down there among the lost toys? Well, one morning, as we were turning into Downpour Street behind Red Lantern, we heard the roll of drums.
Guppet, my uppers, Pollywogs. That sounds like the Toyland Marines.
Well, you sound something awful, Red Lantern, with that sore throat of yours.
Yes, I could double for a foghorn today, Billy, but...
Hey, look! It is the Marines. A whole company.
With Captain Pine at the head. Yoo-hoo, Captain Pine!
Company! Halt! Hi there, kids. Greetings, Red Old Headlight.
Top of the wave to you, Captain. What's up?
Bad business, Red. Sergeant Hickory and Private Birch have been missing 2 days.
What? 2 wooden soldiers missing 2 days?
Looks like it. And someone reported seeing them near the Coral Forest. That's where we're heading now.
Oh, couldn't we go with you to look for them? The Coral Forest sounds lovely.
A little too lovely, Isabel.
How do you mean?
Well, there seems to be a mysterious attraction about that locality. A dangerous attraction. To speak frankly, Hickory and Birch aren't the first who wandered in there and failed to come out.
Anyway, I aim to look the situation over. If you folks want to come along, so for me.
How about it, Red Lantern?
Well, I really ought to stay home and gurgle with this bad throat of mine.
Of course, Red Lantern. But Captain Pine will be with us.
And a whole company of Marines.
Well, as long as you all stick together.
Yippee!
But if anything happens, if you should find yourselves in danger, Neptune forbid, there's something I want you both to remember.
What is it?
Just this, Pollywogs. Most evil things are powerful only because people don't see through them.
You mean, once you get their number, they're licked?
Precisely. Half of them crumble away to nothing when they meet real opposition. Don't forget, Pollywogs, that wherever you are, phasing up is half the battle.
We'll remember, Red Lantern. And you remember to take care of that throat.
Oh, it takes a lot to capsize me.
Company! Ten! Cut! Head! Back! Music!
Goodbye, Red Lantern. Toyland, goodbye.
Rachel, sing it again.
Hep, step, hep, go.
Forward by my toe. Always in step. We never tire. Our password is pep, 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 pep. Whether we're chasing whales or sardines, why they just can't get away from the Toyland Marines. The Toyland Marines.
Oh, here's the forest, kid.
Say, I never thought coral trees grew so high.
Or so thick.
There's a path goes in somewhere along here. Yep, here's the place. Hooray! If the whole bunch of us goes charging in here together, those wooden heads, Hickory and Birch, are apt to get rattled.
You said it, Captain.
But if I go by myself and locate them by myself, I can maybe talk them into coming quiet-like.
Ain't that kind of risky, sir?
Oh, I'll blow my whistle if I need help.
Yes, sir. Come on, men.
What about us, Captain Pine?
Oh, you two can tag along with me. Let's go.
Oh, my. This coral forest is kind of mysterious.
Yeah. Look at all those fish way up overhead, flitting through the branches like birds.
Hold on. Who's laughing over there?
I don't know. But now it's coming from over here.
Hold on, Isabel. I just saw something move back of that big tree.
Oh, Billy, be careful.
Stop.
Why, it's a little girl, all in pink.
I'm not a little girl, I'm not. Sisters, sisters, help me. Come quickly.
Say, look around, the woods are full of them.
Dressed in every shade of coral.
Arbutus, peach blossom, here I am.
Why, it's Polly. She's gone and let herself be caught.
Oh, the clumsy creature.
You're not clumsy a bit, Posy. I was just too fast for you, that's all. Here, you're free now.
Oh, thank you.
But won't you all tell us what you are?
Tree spirits, dryads. We live in the coral forest.
That's so? Well, my name's Pine. I started life in the woods myself.
Of course. You're just like the other two
Quiet,
soldiers.
Peach Blossom.
Soldiers? Wooden soldiers? Where are they, good looking?
You'll have to ask Lady Coraline.
Lady Coraline? Who's she?
Oh, she's the lady of the lagoon.
Where does this dame hang her hat?
Her hat? Oh, in the center of the forest. Follow us, Captain Pine.
Arbutus, sister, must we take them to Lady Coraline?
Quiet, Posy. Orders are orders.
Whose orders? What did Posy mean?
Oh, Posy didn't mean anything.
Behold, we are approaching the lagoon.
Oh, boy. I can see it through the trees. A deep, bright lake, smooth as glass.
With beautiful reflections floating in it.
Hey, who's that singing?
It's the Choral Society.
Welcome to our lagoon.
Lovely.
Hurry no more, for here on our shore, it's always afternoon. Always afternoon. Take your ease, do what you please. Day after gold and day. Was meant for play. You forget to frown or fret. Never a single care. Troubles are born in the air.
place, doesn't it?
Brother, if it's half as good as they say, it's the spot I've been looking for all my life.
Then you need look no further, Captain Pine.
Oh, beg pardon, ma'am. You must be the dame, the lady the dryads were talking about.
I am Lady Coraline.
Golly, she's a stunner, isn't she, Isabel?
Oh, beautiful. Only she gives me a sort of strange feeling.
We've just come to collect two of my Toyland Marines. I understand they strayed under your premises.
Oh, they won't be leaving. Arbutus.
Yes?
Fetch nectar and coral honey.
Yes, Lady Coraline.
Nectar? Ha, that would hit the spot.
Earth children, here are moss cushions, soft as velvet under the trees. Lie down and rest, both of you.
Say, it would be swell to stretch out just for a minute or two.
For as long as you like, and I'll fan you with my scented fan. There.
Oh, that's delicious. But, Billy, there's something queer about this place.
Don't worry, Isabel. You have nothing to worry about here. No lessons to do. No errands to run. No one to bother you about being on time. And no one to protect you if you only knew it.
No one to protect them. From what? Why is that strange Lady Coraline so anxious to put Billy and Isabel to sleep? These busy vacation days, it zipped down the stairs each morning and bang out of the door as soon as Mother will let you leave the breakfast table. But don't be on your way without a good day's start of chocolatey Bosco in milk. Mother will be on your side when it comes to Bosco, for Bosco is the important milk amplifier that helps supply your body with plenty of essential iron, the kind of iron that your body uses to build up lots of good red blood. Yes, Bosco helps keep your vitality up to par, helps you keep that wonderful glowing feeling all summer long. Bosco is chocolatey rich and creamy smooth. And because it's so rich, a little goes a long, long way. That's what makes Bosco in milk so economical. You need only 1 or 2 teaspoonfuls of Bosco syrup in each glass of milk. Tell Mother all about Bosco, so she'll let you have delicious chocolatey-flavored Bosco in milk whenever you're thirsty. Now, back to the land of the lost. We left Isabel and Billy dropping off to sleep beside the lagoon in the coral forest, where Lady Coraline was singing to them. But now a new voice interrupts their dream.
Always afternoon.
Billy, wake up.
Who's that?
Wake up, you too, Isabel. You're not sound asleep yet. Oh, is that you, Posy? But I'm so comfortable.
Stand up, move around, both of you. You mustn't go on sleeping. It's dangerous. Something dreadful might happen to you. Oh, please.
But I don't think...
But where is everybody? Where's Captain Pine?
They're gone. I came back to warn you.
To warn us?
Yes. Don't you see? She was putting a spell on you.
She? You mean the Lady Coraline?
Shh, not so loud. If the others find out I've waked you, they'll...
Oh, shucks.
Oh, you don't believe me. You don't think anything will happen if you go back to sleep. Well, come this way and I'll show you.
Where to?
To the place she calls her charmed circle. That'll prove what I'm trying...
Are you hiding again?
They're calling me. I can't stay with you.
But Posy...
Follow this trail and leave the forest as fast as you can. You're in danger. Coming, Arbutus, coming.
Jiminy, I don't get this.
I don't get it at all. Well, Lady Coraline was so kind to us.
I know. But did you notice, Billy? There was something strange about her eyes. They frightened me.
I didn't notice.
And the dryads. I think they're afraid of her.
Hey, look, Isabel. We're coming to a clearing.
A round clearing with the queerest looking trees planted around the edges.
Hi there. That you, Peach Blossom?
My goodness. There's a wooden soldier sitting against a log.
There's two of them. Say, are you fellas Hickory and Birch of the Toyland Marines?
Who wants to know?
We're Billy and Isabel, friends of Captain Pine.
Oh, yeah? Well, you can tell him we ain't going back.
Not ever?
Listen, we ain't moved off this spot since Lady Coraline told us we could snooze here. Say, we're members of her charmed circle now.
Lady Coraline, did she try to make you fall asleep, too?
Why, sister, she crooned us off to Barlow herself. But what say we stir our stumps and stroll over to the... Hey!
What's the matter, pal? Can't you stand up by yourself?
I can stand up, but I can't move my feet. They're stuck.
Stuck? Hey, are you kidding?
Ah, nuts to you, Hickory. Try it yourself.
Why, I... Something, Juniper. No matter how hard I pull, it's like part of you had grown into the earth.
Let's see. Gosh, Sergeant Hickory, part of you has.
What's that?
Look, Isabel, under his foot, there's something growing out of it.
Why, Billy, that's a root. Sergeant Hickory and Private Birch are rooted to the spot.
Rooted? It's impossible.
Well, I guess you are settled here for good, all right. Must have happened while you slept.
Lady Coral, I put a spell on you.
Help, let me out of here. Can't you pull us up, kid?
Yeah, the longer we stay, the deeper we'll grow.
Oh, Billy, try to help them. Can't you see we're all in danger? We've got to get out of this place.
Don't leave us behind, will you, for the love of lilacs?
Well, I'll do my best to get you out.
Pull hard, Billy. I think he's beginning to give.
There.
Oh, you did it, Billy.
Oh, boy, I can walk again.
Now, Sergeant Hickory.
Here, I'll help you, Billy. Heave-ho. He's a-coming. Upsy-daisy.
Oh, okay. Shiver my timbers, but that was close. If you kids hadn't pulled us out, we might have... Hey.
What's the matter?
Look around. These trees that grow in a ring here, that is, they're trees now.
You mean once they were like us?
Yeah. Before they joined Lady Coraline's charmed circle.
So that's what she... Say, what about Pine?
He's with Lady Coraline now. At least he was. Oh, Billy, we'll have to go back for him.
Well, this way, then. Hurry. There she is. You can see her through these sponge bushes.
And the captain's with her.
It's him, all right. But poor Pine is supine.
He's what?
I mean, he's down and out, asleep. Listen.
Do what you please.
There. Unconscious fool. You'll do what I please now, Captain Pine. Once you surrender to indolence and forgetfulness, it is not easy to break away. Ask your friends in my charm circle.
What's she doing, Birch?
Taking the whistle from round his neck.
Try to call for help now, noble captain. Brave captain.
Slumber while I silently turn you back into a dream. Let a strong and sinewy root fasten down each wooden foot. Deeper, deeper, let them grow. May they never let you go. And may you, as the years go by, gradually petrify.
Petrify? Hey, that means turn to stone.
We've got
to
stop him.
But how?
Don't count on me. I'm petrified already.
Holy smoke, if only Red Lantern was here.
It's no use wishing, Billy. We're on our own. But remember what Red Lantern told us. If we were ever in danger...
About facing up being half the battle?
Yes, come on!
Okay, I'm with you. Stop, Lady Coraline. Captain Pine, wake up.
Who dares as to you. You impertinent earth creatures, why aren't you sleeping?
Because we found out you were trying to bewitch us.
The way you'll bewitch everybody that comes here.
They've helped the soldiers escape.
Have a care, young braggart, or I'll do worse than turn you into a tree.
Oh, no, you won't. We don't believe in your magic.
Perhaps this will make you believe.
Look out, Billy.
I'll summon the waves to sweep you away. Yo-ho!
They didn't move us.
We're still here.
But wait. Strike lightning! Red Thunder!
Well, I'm still in one piece.
Three strikes and we're not out yet.
Red Lantern was right, Billy. She can't hurt us.
Who is this Red Lantern?
He's the wisest fish in the ocean, and he warned us about creatures like you.
What do you mean?
I mean we see now what you really are.
No. No.
You're not beautiful or kind or powerful. You're evil.
Those waves were just wet blankets, and that lightning was phony. You're nothing, nothing but a great big bluff.
Ah! But Billy, what happened? Lady Coraline's gone.
Fizzled out like a damp firecracker. Well, there's nothing left of her but a little heap of coral dust.
Oh, she's gone, and you've saved us.
You've destroyed the wicked creature who made slaves of us.
Now we're free again. Free.
And we did it, Billy.
Yeah. It worked just like Red Lantern said.
What's all the shouting? Where's Lady Coraline?
She's gone. Oh, Captain Pine, are you all right?
Sure, I'm all right. But I was having the darndest dream. Thought I couldn't move my feet. Well, paint me red. Who's this I see?
Hickory and Birch, sir. Reporting for duty.
And about time. You'll get 60 days for this in the woodshed.
It'll be a pleasure, sir.
Ten! Ten!
Goodbye, Posey.
Bye.
And thanks for opening our eyes.
Come on, kids. Everybody ready? Then, forward! March!
Follow them, sisters. Let's sing them out of sight.
Goodbye, dear tadpoles. Tadpoles, goodbye. You freed our forest as sure as so long, fair dryads, sweet woodland queens. We'll go back and tell your charms to the toyland marines. The toyland marines.
Lucky seven time, everybody. The time when boys and girls all over the country are listening to hear whether they're going to get back the lost treasures they've written us about. If you've ever lost anything, listen carefully and find out how you may get it back, too. Now, the names of this week's winners. First, Dorothy Graves of Port Orchard, Washington, wins a boy doll with snappy blue trousers and a red and white shirt. Suzanne Neely of Bayside, New York, gets a doll, too. Not just exactly like the one she lost, but a blonde we know she'll love. Suzanne's Land of the Lost Club is called the Guiding Light, and she's decorated the curtains in their club room with cutouts of the Land of the Lost characters copied from our book.
Second, Lonnie Bohank of Chicago, Illinois, wins a dandy pair of roller skates, and Eldon Chorney of Providence, Rhode Island, gets a ring with a green stone. Eldon's gang all listen together to our program and say it's thrilling.
Third, Joan and Paul Zor of Berwyn, Illinois, are joint winners of a beautiful plastic beach bowl. This husky pair of twins started out as incubator babies, but they write, "Today we're big and strong because we drink Bosco." Albert Pesky of Bernardsville, New Jersey, gets a box of beautiful crayons.
Fourth, and what do you think? Two Rooneys at opposite ends of the country are winners. Patricia Ann Rooney of Linwood, California, gets a thermos jug for school lunches. And Mickey Rooney of Brighton, Massachusetts, will soon be writing with a beautiful new fountain pen. More winners in just a moment. Boys and girls, when you start off on a hike or a picnic, don't close that knapsack until Mother's packed in a thermos full of cold Bosco and milk. Bosco and milk will be mighty welcome when it's time for the eats. And good, nutritious Bosco and milk is the wholesome sort of treat that real outdoorsmen go for every time. Bosco makes milk more nutritious by adding sunshine vitamin D, plus a generous supply of iron. And iron, you know, is the important food element that your body needs to build up good red blood. Bosco is economical, too. It's such a luscious, velvety rich syrup that just one or two teaspoonfuls is enough for each glass of milk. Just stir Bosco and milk to a smooth, smooth blend. And then serve yourself a helping of delicious, chocolatey goodness. Remember, Bosco is more than a fine-tasting drink. Yes, it's an iron-rich milk amplifier. That's why you benefit with Bosco each time you enjoy a glassful of Bosco milk. So start building up with Bosco today. And now back to Isabel Manning Hewson and Lucky Seven Time.
Fifth, Janice Carmen Franklin of Washington, D.C. wins a lucky rabbit's foot to replace the cherished one she lost. And Bert Malkus of Brooklyn, New York, gets a folding metal shopping cart for his mother. He lost hers and is worried because he says she's too small to carry heavy bundles.
Sixth, here's another polywog who's lost something belonging to mother. She's Marilyn Jean Hosier of Cornwall on Hudson, who wins an umbrella. Ralph Yost Jr. of Portland, Oregon, gets a handsome wallet to replace the lost one he had.
Seventh, Donnie Sams, a member of the Land of the Lost Seaweed Club of Ellisburg, New York, wins a set of our own comic books. He lost the ones he'd been saving. Rhoda Karp of New York City, president of her Land of the Lost Club, wins a sturdy brown leather briefcase. And a lively little turtle is on the way to Jay Stelzer of Los Angeles, California, to take the place of Whiz. There are two clubs in the Stelzer family, Jay's Red Lantern Club and his sister's Trout Club. Well, congratulations, all you winners. And to the rest of you, remember our motto, never say lost. And if you've never played Lucky Seven, get busy right away. Have your letters postmarked by tomorrow night, though, because this is your last chance to win on this Lucky Seven series. Of course, we'll have others, but this particular one closes tomorrow night. Now, what you have to do is very easy. Listen carefully.
Simply write a letter telling us about a toy or a treasure that you've lost and why you want it returned. For the letters which our Land of the Lost judges consider the most interesting, we will send a substitute, or what, in our judges' opinion, is the nearest possible duplicate of whatever that lost thing may be. Print your name and address plainly, and send your letters or cards to the Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York. Got that? Land of the Lost, American Broadcasting Company, Radio City, New York.
And do it right away before tomorrow night. And one more thing, Pollywogs. Thanks for writing me about how much you love our movie about the knives, the square table, and little jackknife. You others who haven't seen it, find out where it's playing in your town. It's a Paramount cartoon called The Land of the Lost.
And you know, it's time you boys and girls taught Mother and Dad a thing or two. All about wonderful chocolate-flavored Bosco, I mean. Pour a glass full of ice-cold Bosco and milk for all the folks this evening. Bosco's economical and rich in essential iron. A real health booster for everybody. Let everyone in on good, nourishing Bosco and milk.
And be with us next week to hear the names of the Lucky Seven winners and the grand prize award for this month. Also, to hear what happens when Zenobia the elephant goes wild at the Toyland Circus.
Tune in same time, same station, when Bosco takes you again to the Land of the Lost. The Land of the Lost is an original story by Isabel Manning Hewson. The director is Don Cope. Vocal arrangements, Peggy Marshall. Lyrics, Barbara Miller. Musical background by John Winters. And this is your announcer, Stuart Metz.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.